It's Wednesday. It's 6:22. It's time for the entertainment news. All right, five European Michael Jackson fans. I don't know if you know this or not, but they sued Dr. Conrad Murray over his death, and they won. Five European Michael Jackson fans won a court case against Dr. Conrad Murray and were awarded damages in a wrongful death lawsuit. They say that they suffered emotional pain and suffering because of Michael Jackson's death and because Conrad Murray got convicted. They won their court case. Guess how much they got each, all five of them.
How much for their emotional pain and suffering over the death of Michael Jackson?
Exactly what they deserved, $1.36.
It's the kind of thing you would frame and like put up in your bedroom or something. You know, there is something weird there that in Europe, maybe the Michael Jackson child abuse, but maybe it didn't get as much media coverage in Europe. But Michael Jackson remained very popular there while a lot of Americans were creeped out about him and his personal life.
Well, different sensibilities, I guess. Anyway.
No, that's creepy to me.
It is creepy. Michael Jackson.
The world, doing that to children is, well, you know, whatever, but we like his songs.
And with his situation, if there had been one, maybe two complaints against him of child abuse, I could say, yeah, sure, it's creepy people trying to profiteer off of him being a good-natured person. But all the stories that came out about, you know, all the kids that accused him, the secret rooms, the sleeping in the same bed,
the
and all that.
The room with the alarm that went off when someone entered the house from downstairs.
Hey, I'm sorry. All of that circumstantial evidence, as far as I'm concerned, Michael Jackson is a worthless pedophile. And well, you know, never mind. I'm going to stop there. The five of the people that got the $1.36 were among 34 fans who sued Murray for emotional pain and suffering. They're all part of a French-based Michael Jackson fan club. Oh, that explains some things. The lawyer says the five who won were able to prove their claims with the help of, quote, witness statements and medical certificates. The court awarded them each €1, $1.36. It's not really money that they were after, of course. In fact, they're not even pursuing Murray for the cash. What they really wanted was to access Michael's grave, which is closed to the public.
Oh, that's creepy, too. What, they want the court order to say that they could go to the cemetery?
I guess that solves their pain and suffering, and they take pictures and then publish them online and cha-ching. I don't know.
That's ridiculous.
All right, so here's the update on the George Zimmerman fight. Remember we said he was getting ready to do the celebrity boxing match, and then that got called off.
Please, let there be no update. I mean, you're right. He needs to go and live some off-the-grid place where no one knows who he is.
A third-rate film producer and a promoter came online. His name is Alki David, and said, "Hey, George Zimmerman would do a high-profile Fight Club-style match, bare knuckles, that type of thing." And then all the money, of course, would go to the foundation that the Trayvon Martin family put together. Well, now this fight has now been completely called off because the Trayvon Martin family said, "Yeah, we don't want your money. Our foundation stands against violence, and we don't want your money that results from a violent event." Okay, there it is. Former NBC News anchor Tom Brokaw has revealed that he was diagnosed with cancer last year. He's been treated for multiple myeloma, a cancer affecting blood cells in the bone marrow. His doctors are optimistic about the outcome of the treatment that he's receiving, and in a statement he said, quote, "I look forward to continuing my life, my work, and adventures still to come. I remain still the luckiest guy I know." He's working with NBC News on various special assignments and currently contributing to the network's coverage of the Winter Olympics. He's 74 years old.
His real statement, or his first attempt, then cleaned up by his publicist, was, "Sure glad I'm being treated better than Dan Rather."
Oh, yeah. All right, and an update on Shia LaBeouf. Now, we talked about him and his weird behavior in
the
a press conference.
Movie, and then I'm not doing anything in public anymore. Yeah.
All right. He has now begun a live performance art at an art gallery in Los Angeles. Every day until Sunday, from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., he sits at a table in a tuxedo with a paper bag over his head that says, "I am not famous anymore." People are allowed in, one at a time, to sit across from him. You get to choose an item to take in with you. A bullwhip, bottle of Jack Daniels, a pair of pliers, pink ukulele, a Transformers toy, and a collection of tweets about Shia, which are brutal. You can basically say or do whatever you want. And for the most part, he does not react, although some journalists who checked it all out said that he, at one point, was crying.
This is...
Wow. If I were to say, give a definition of an individual that is in the process of full-on slipping a gear, I think it would be him.
First of all, could you do that? That'd make you crazy.
No,
sitting there at a table with a bag over your head for an entire day?
But you got to understand, actors and these artistic, they think a bit differently. WSAU, we'll be right back.
I felt really compelled to call on my way into work.
The news you need, the issues you're passionate about.
And what's wrong with that?
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.